breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so you know I'm pretty jazzed about this ruling. I've been telling you for weeks that there's two huge rulings that were scheduled to be handed down. We've all been kind of watching, when does the Dobbs case come down? Because, you know, the Roe v. Wade implications there, and there's a lot of threats and other things that groups are making very distasteful about what they're going to do if that comes down a certain way. We will cover all of that when it happens. But I think second to that, and not by much of a margin, is the case that they handed down today, which was the New York case. And it was decided by, I would say, a fairly predictable 6-3 outcome. I did not see John Roberts abandoning the kind of core conservative base on the court over this issue. But let's get some actual legal insight on what happened here. Arthur Idala is the New York City premier criminal defense attorney, longtime prosecutor, understands this these arguments maybe more intimately than many would across the country, because he's prosecuted gun laws in New York State. And he's, you know, watched as now New York State will have to make this adjustment from what the court ruled today. Arthur, the last time I think you were with us on this platform was when the death of Mr. Scalia occurred. And that was a great interview. But thanks for coming back and lending your credentials to us today.
Well, and you know, you brought up Justice Scalia. He's definitely smiling, because when Justice Scalia was asked about his favorites, or I don't know, I shouldn't say favorite, but the opinion of which he is the most proud is probably the one, is what we call quickly the Heller decision.
Yeah.
And that is quoted throughout Justice Thomas's opinion here today. And it basically, what the court is relying on now is what Justice Scalia said in 2008, I want to say, when he said that, you know, the Second Amendment means what it means. And it means what it says, which is that citizens are allowed to basically bear arms. And he looked back at the definitions of what bearing arms means. And bearing arms means you could carry a weapon with you. And what the court found today was that the Heller decision has not been adhered to by the state of New York, because you have this heightened scrutiny to show there's a unique need to have a weapon for self-defense. And then what the court broke down was different examples of when people said, listen, I live in a crime-ridden area, or I work in a crime-ridden area, or I've been robbed so many times before. All those people were denied gun permits.
Right.
And the court said that, you know what, you've been too heavy-handed, and basically we're changing it so that we can we're not going to allow the city to have such strict gun laws. It's only six states in the union who are in that category. The rest of the country, the rules are you shall be able to have a gun, as opposed to New York is you may have a gun. And this ruling sets aside the may, and it's the shall. And I think the only thing that's left to happen, Kevin, is they're probably going to allow New York to do things like you can't have a gun in a school. You can't have a gun in a government building.
Right. I wanted to
Maybe
ask you about that.
You can't have a gun in Times Square or things along those lines.
Because Justice Thomas very clearly went into what you're talking about there, and I found it interesting, the definition between a sensitive what was the exact term he used? Sensitive space, as opposed to, and he basically argued, and I don't know if he referenced Heller on this or not, but he basically argued that New York was trying to say that all of Manhattan was a sensitive space, as opposed to, you know, a school or something like that you were just pointing out, and that while they do allow for this idea of sensitive space to be implemented, that it cannot be all-encompassing for everybody everywhere. And I also thought it was interesting that Justice Thomas argued that this right was being defined in ways that they didn't define other rights. In other words, you didn't have to show a special need for freedom of speech or for freedom of religion. You just had freedom of speech and freedom of religion. There's no special need to qualify for it. And he said that New York was interpreting it as a special need for self-defense, which Heller said was the core of the Second Amendment, as opposed to just having a divine right to self-defense.
Yeah, and if you know, you always have to take a peek at the dissent. And Justice Breyer, in his dissent, you know, said we're ignoring the fact that in some ways Manhattan is somewhat unique, is a special circumstance. And it's a little hard to disagree with what Justice Breyer said. You know, in the 63-page opinion by Justice Thomas, it doesn't use the word subways anywhere. You know, and 43 other states or 50 other states, you know, don't have a subway system that we have. New York is unique, Kevin. I don't need to tell you that in many ways. And I will tell you, you know, breaking is the mayor of the city of New York, who and the governor, but the mayor specifically, I just watched a press conference. And, you know, his thing is this is a major concern for us. I think it has made every single New Yorker less safe from gun violence. Ignoring the shocking gun crisis we have right now and giving people easier access to guns is not what he thinks is in the best interest of the safety of New Yorkers. It has, from a legal point of view, it has been sent back down to the courts, remanded down to the courts to basically figure this out. Here in New York, Governor Hochul has said that she's going to call a special session of the legislature, and I believe they're going to be looking to pass laws about making special circumstances, as I mentioned before, in like government buildings, you can't carry a gun. In a school, you can't carry a gun. My guess is they're going to try to say in the subways, you can't carry a gun. And let's talk about it from a logistical point of view. If they do say that, it still will take probably at least a year for someone to get arrested for having a gun on the subway, to litigate it, to get it to an appellate court, and for there to be a ruling saying, no, 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 you're allowed to have guns on the subway. So, you know, this is the ink is not dry on this by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
These little areas are going to be litigated for years to come, I could see.
Well, I also think it's going to be probably notably on the ballot, so to speak, come the election in November as well from the two sides. Many of the Republican candidates whose primary is Tuesday are already out with statements today of support for the court. And of course, Governor Hochul, who hopes to hold on to the governor's mansion, is defying the Supreme Court as best she can and saying that New York will fight on. I personally think that there's a lot that we're going to learn about how this impacts New Yorkers' lives. And I'm not as pessimistic as Mayor Adams or Governor Hochul, but we'll have to wait and see. Arthur, what I am appreciative of is your legal analysis today. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. And as I said, this isn't over. So you and I will be speaking, I think, in the future about this. Maybe not that soon, but it'll be happening.
I'm confident of it. All right, friend. Thank
All
you
right.
so much
Keep
for being here.
Great work, Kevin. Great
thank
show.
You. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.